Next question is Geneva, G-E-N-E-V-A, Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L. Leave the date of birth alone. He was born today's date is 2/4/23. Miss Powell is an elderly woman with history of nausea, vomiting related to renal failure, recent pneumonia, severe weight loss patient, most likely weighs less than 70 pounds, fully catheter in place, some kind of pelvic mass which caused hydronephrosis at one time. Patient required a nephrostomy tube, but then it was family's wishes to take the nephrostomy out and allow patient to come home because and placed on hospice. Period. Social, she never was a heavy smoker or drinker. She lives with her brother and her daughter at this time. She had been married before and had two children. Surgery, no recent surgery, allergy, none. Family history, coronary artery disease, diabetes. Medications at this time include amlodipine 5 mg, levothyroxine 112 μg, Aricept 10 mg, Senna as needed, Seroquel 50 mg at bedtime, Lorazepam 0.5 mg as needed for restlessness. On exam, we find Ms. Powell to be thin, in bed, with severe muscle wasting, Foley catheter in place, no longer has a nephrostomy tube, stasis ulcer, right leg present. Patient's blood pressure is 80 over palp, respiration is 22, a febrile. Patient appears very pale at this time. Heart, distant heart sounds, tachycardic with ectopic lungs, bronchi and rales, abdomen, soft, very scaphoid, low extremity, severe muscle wasting, neurological non-focal, decreased pulses in the lower extremity, Foley catheter present, no decubitus ulcer in the back. Assessment, here we have an elderly woman with a intrapelvic mass causing hydronephrosis and obstruction of the ureter. This was not worked up since the patient was placed on hospice shortly thereafter. Period. In the paragraph, at this time, patient suffers from renal failure, protein calorie malnutrition, nausea and vomiting related to renal failure, profound anemia. Patient is obtunded, responds to deep stimuli only. At this time, patient no longer needs her blood pressure medication, will be discontinued, and will continue with Seroquel and Lorazepam to keep patient comfortable. We can discontinue the Aricept since that is not doing any good for patient at this time. Overall prognosis is poor, and patient is very much hospice appropriate, expected to die within 6 months. Thank you.